Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Dash, your sponsor, Luinish Ma'asayim V'yakov Shom, Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basho Daf Ayin Zayin. The Gemara Amud Beis says, the way you have a kinyan of a shtar with a karka is kinyan agav. It's not based on mili, but it's based on kinyan agav. You marked the shtar agav the karka. And as the Gemara brings, nechosim she'ein le'machrayus, niknim nechosim she'esh le'machrayus. Nechosim she'ein le'machrayus refers to metaltalim, movables. Nechosim she'yesh le'machrayus, they have achrayus, they have responsibility, they have a warranty, is the land. So nechosim she'ein le'machrayus, nikri nechosim she'yesh le'machrayus. There's a beautiful, deep vort that's brought down the Sefer Teres Yeshua from the Rebbe Rabbi Yeshua Horovitz of Jikov. And he says a gevaldike remez. He says like this, nechosim she'yesh le'machrayus refers to what? When a person is doing the right things, is doing toyuah, is doing mitzvahs, so he has the achrayus, the responsibility, the hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is doing averus, when a person is doing something wrong, he's going around as if Azov HaKadosh Baruch Hu's heart, Kivyochel, is living a life without connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So his nechosim, his avoido, his maisim, or ein lemachrayus, they don't have the hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Baruch Hu Kivyochel takes away the Hashgacha from him, and everything that he has is no achrayus. It's like a hefker, like a goy. When a person goes and does tshuva, Zok Tateres Yeshua, so he brings back and he creates nechosim she'esh le'machrayus. And when you do that, so then with this nechosim she'esh le'machrayus that he acquires as a Baal tshuva, you also coined the nechosim she'ein le'machrayus. All the avarice that he did are nikli with it. Why? That's the idea that when a person does tshuva, all the zdoinois nasas keschuyos, all the wrongdoings turn out to be good things. They turn to be mitzvahs. So mimele, that's what it means. Nechosu she'en le'machayus, nechosu she'esh le'machayus. Once a person does tshuva and he takes a chayus, he connects to that chayus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the ma'aseh she'en le'machayus come together. And the Oimek HaDover that there's Yeshua says is really explained well, based on the Reb Tzadok HaKohen in several places in Esfar. Tzadok HaKohen says a big insight. It comes to explain what is tshuva all about. How can you come and do tshuva? A person did something wrong, and then he does tshuva, and that something wrong will turn to be good. How does that work? There's doinus nasal neschuyos. Well, how is that shaykh? So explains with Tzadok the be'oimik oimik hinyonim. We know that kol ma'aseinu pa'altalon. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one controlling whatever is happening in the world. Whatever a person is able to do in this world is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochel also planned it. It's part of the maisim of the world. So if so, why is a person punished if he did something wrong? So Reb Tzadok's shita is, the reason he's punished, this is really the question of Yediyah Bechira in a short way. The reason a person is punished is because of his bad will. Because he wanted to do something wrong. His intention was wrong. So he went and did something, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to do it, but he had bad intention. So doing something which is wrong with bad intention, on that a person is responsible and needs to go and fix it, he has to correct it or get punished for it. When a person does tshuva, he takes away his will from it. His ratzoi to do something wrong, he regrets, he takes it back. So retroactively, there was no bad ratzoi, because that's what tshuva does. So then it was a ma'aseh only. A ma'aseh only is something that Kivyocha HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, allowed it to happen. You only nitba, the only tefillah is on the rotzin, not on the ma'aseh itself. That's what explains the Gemara that says, Im yucha ta'ichem kashonim kashel yalbilu. If your sins will be like the shonim, shoni is red. So it will be red as shonim, kashel yalbilu will turn to be white. Says the Gemara, Shiva say kashoni. Shoni is one. Why is it plural? Shanim. Says the Gemara, Ella, yuchteichim kashoni me'ela zdur suboris. If your chatoim will be like the years of the world that are zdur suboris that are coming again and again, kashay gabino will turn to be white. What does that mean? Reb Tzadok explains. If a person does tshuva, he takes away his will away from the ma'ase, so what's left the ma'ase? Part of the state of the world. It's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned to have. So if so, that's like the shonim, like the years. Who plans the years? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, the ma'aseh becomes part of the Seidah Olam the minute a person takes away his ratzon. And if you connect this idea to that Teres Yeshua, comes the Nifle Moed. When a person comes and does ma'aseh she'esh le'machrayus,
nechosim sheshem acharis means he does tshuva and takes away all his bad ratzon. So then the nechosim she'ein le'machayis, the nechosim that he did with a bad will, the bad will is gone. And immediately they're nikkud together, they come together as zdoinos, nasim, l'schuyos, because everything that was done was all done by ratzon Hashem. Once his bad will is out, so immediately everything else is fixed. Nechosim she'ein le'machayis, the nikkud nechosim she'ein le'machayis. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.